This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A former SC Johnson employee is facing charges after threatening coworkers online and leading police on a chase. Authorities say 46-year-old Timothy Klaus from Kenosha fled from Mount Pleasant Police before being stopped with spike strips and arrested. A criminal complaint says Klaus sent obscene, threatening messages to coworkers earlier this month. He was fired but showed up at the Waxdale complex this week, leading to that police chase. Police say a mystery involving a newlywed couple from Sharon, Wisconsin has been solved. Investigators have ruled that the deaths of Rachel and Brandon Dumovich in Harvard, Illinois was a murder-suicide, saying Brandon shot his wife before killing himself. A man living in Kenosha County faces several charges after investigators found links to child sex abuse material shared online. Deputies say 45-year-old Julio Nieto Gutierrez was arrested in Salem Lakes. Authorities say he's also wanted in Arizona and is also in the country illegally. Racine Unified is preparing for Wisconsin's new ban on phones in classrooms starting next year. School leaders say the change will help students focus better. You can go deeper on that story online today at racinecountyi.com. It's the final weekend for golf at Kenosha County's courses. Brightondale and Petrifying Springs will wrap up operations after tomorrow. And students from Racine and Kenosha can take part in the Power Up College and Resource Fair at Parkside tomorrow. The event runs from 8:30 to 12:30 and offers students a chance to meet with colleges, career mentors, and employers. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Hornets in NBA Cup action at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. At just 23 years old, the Bucks point guard, Ryan Rollins, is averaging just over 17 points per game. Head coach Doc Rivers.
He's been great, learns every day. You know, he's still young, and he's probably the hardest worker on our team. He's got a lot going for him.
College football, Wisconsin's at number 2 ranked Indiana tomorrow, kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers play the Giants Sunday at noon. Lucas Van Ness back at practice after missing a month with a foot injury. Baseball, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named the MLB Executive of the Year for a second year in a row. So what about the team's payroll next season?
We're going to have the resources that we need. We have support from our ownership to put a quality product on the field. There are a lot of small market teams that can't say that, and we can. And then there are also a lot of teams that spent a lot of money that didn't get in, you know, and so I don't think it's just about the money.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 50s this afternoon and wind out of the south at only around 5 to 10. Get outdoors. It's going to be a nice one today. Tonight down to 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Even better, our high right around 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.